Frederick, cannot you, in the calm excellence of your wisdom, reconcile it with your conscience to say something that will relieve my father's sorrow?
I will try, dear Mabel. But why does he sit night after night in this draughty old ruin?
Why do I sit here? To escape from the pirate's clutches, I described myself as an orphan. And heaven help me, I am no orphan. I come here to humble myself before the tombs of my ancestors and to implore their pardon for having brought dishonor upon the family escutcheon.
But you forget, sir, you only bought the property a year ago, and the stucco in your baronial hall is scarcely dry.
Frederick, in this chapel are ancestors, you cannot deny that. With the estate, I bought the chapel and its contents. I don't know whose ancestors they were, but I know whose ancestors they are. And I shudder to think that their descendant by purchase, if I may so describe myself, should have brought disgrace upon what I have no doubt was an unstained escutcheon.
Be comforted, for had you not acted as you did, these reckless men would assuredly have called in the nearest clergyman and have married your large family on the spot.
I thank you for your proffered solace, but it is unavailing. I assure you, Frederick, that such is the anguish and remorse I feel at the abominable falsehood by which I escaped these easily deluded pirates, that I would go to their simple-minded chief this very night and confess all. Did I not fear that the consequences would be most disastrous to myself? At what time does your expedition march against these scoundrels?
At 11, and before midnight, I hope to have atoned for my involuntary association with the pestilent scourges by sweeping them from the face of the earth. And then, dear Mabel, you will be mine.
And are your devoted followers at hand?
They are. They only await my orders.